Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ooh, is this true? I just saw this on the verified Axis AXS account on Facebook, and it's their verified account. Eric Church coming to the T-Mobile Center on Friday, February 20th with Dana's new favorite band, 49 Winchester.
Ooh, playing the big venue.
Oh, I'll be there.
I'm so excited for you, Sam, to see him again.
I will find a way.
I love Eric Church.
I do, too.
So it's February 20th. We are actually driving to Wichita Valentine's Day weekend to go see them in a more intimate setting. If you, it's smaller, much smaller venue in Wichita.
It's called a club.
I think it's tiny. It's going to be like the Uptown, and I cannot wait, or I would go to the Eric Church show. No, I like seeing them, and I like being right on down there. But you guys, if you have never seen them, go. Go
right on down
to see 49 Winchester. Oh, my God, they are so good.
She cannot help herself. Okay. Sam, maybe you and I can go see Eric Church together.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm game.
Okay.
Right on down there.
Missouri man has less than 2 hours left on his life. He is scheduled to be executed at 6 o'clock tonight for fatally shooting a state trooper more than 20 years ago. Lance Shockley says he is innocent of the killing of Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Carl Graham in March of 2005. Prosecutors, though, say Shockley waited for hours near the trooper's Van Buren home in southeast Missouri before shooting him with a rifle and a shotgun and right after Graham exited his patrol car. Shockley's scheduled to die by lethal injection. Is it Bonterre? Is that the name of the town? Bonterre, yeah, Missouri?
Bonterre. It is. Bonterre.
At 6 o'clock local time. There is another execution scheduled for this evening in Florida, where Samuel Smithers, age 72, is set to receive a lethal injection for killing two women in 1996. Okay. I'm just going to read this because it's important news, and then I'm moving on. I am not making a topic out of this.
God.
Five major broadcast networks, news networks today announced that they will not sign the Pentagon's new press policy, joining several other media organizations that have objected to a set of rules that many journalists consider restrictive. It would have required that the news organizations run their stories by the Pentagon before they publish them or broadcast them, even if the story contains unclassified information.
Yes, we do not operate like that as a news organization.
Among those who have signed, who have refused to sign on, by the way, and it runs the gamut, ABC News, all the five majors, right? So you know who those are, including Fox News. Newsmax said it would not sign on. NPR said it would not sign on. The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, you name it, just about every media organization in America said, we are not signing that.
No, that is how they operate in North Korea, and we will move on.
That is exactly right.
We have a Missouri dad up for Dad of the Year facing an assault charge after he allegedly instructed his six-year-old to hit another student on the school bus.
What'd the other kid do?
Yeah, bingo, Sam. Thank you. What'd
Maurice
the other kid do?
Fox is facing harassment and assault charges after allegedly instructing his six-year-old daughter to attack the other student on the bus in Missouri. This is somewhere over by St. Louis. 36-year-old Fox has been charged by St. Louis County with first-degree harassment, trespass of a bus, and two counts of fourth-degree assault related to the student who was attacked and the bus driver. It happened 9 a.m. last Thursday. The dad is alleged to have walked onto the bus with his 6-year-old daughter. And when the bus driver said, "Hey, you can't be on here, get off the bus," he pushed his arm away and continued down the bus aisle. According to the footage obtained by our friends over at KMOV, Fox could be heard telling his daughter, quote, "Do what I told you to do." He then told the other child, "You don't put your hands on my daughter no more. If I find out you're touching her again, your parents will have to talk to me."
Good.
No, not
good.
Not now. He then asked his daughter, "What do you do?" She could then be seen in the footage throwing a punch at the other student multiple times as Fox watched. He said, "Again, again," which prompted his own daughter to punch the other child's face. "I want her crying," he says on the camera, "again."
Maybe went a little too far, but
might have stretched the boundaries a little much.
Yeah.
He then said, "Let's go," and walked off the bus. Quoting here from the police chief, "This incident is disturbing and completely unacceptable. We have made several attempts to contact the parent, but he has avoided all efforts to speak with our detectives. Oh, however, he has found the time to create a GoFundMe page seeking donations for his legal defense." Quoting her from the police chief, "You cannot crowdsource accountability. We urge him to contact police and speak to our investigators about this incident."
You might not be able to crowdsource accountability, but you can crowdsource a defense.
He has prior convictions for armed robbery, aggravated battery, and unlawful use of a firearm.
All of that notwithstanding.
It all depends on what this other kid did to his daughter.
Bingo.
Because if she was being bullied and nobody was doing anything about it, which we are seeing is the case time and time and time again, is most of the time.
You can't hop on a school bus and order your child to start going all Rocky Balboa on a 6-year-old.
I don't disagree with you. And he did take it a step too far with the "do it again, I want her crying." That was a little bit too far. I'll agree with you there. But we need to teach our kids to stand up for themselves if nobody's going to stand up for them.
I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. Now, you're right also in the hit her again, I want to see her crying.
I want to see her crying. Oh my gosh.
That's probably a bridge too far.
Probably?
Okay, it's a bridge too far, but I can also see the other side. If this other child is bullying his daughter and he's sick of his kid coming home crying every afternoon from school.
Are we now all of the age, except Sam? But maybe you are, but I don't think so. Are we now all of the age that you would call out someone else's kid for bad behavior?
Oh.
Sam's definitely not in that
generation. I don't have to be this old to have done that.
I am in that generation. I got set right by other parents often.
I once, at a football game, was walking back to the car. I don't even know that one of the kids was with me or not. It was some sort of some high school event. And you know how the teenagers, they all think they're so cool when they're in middle school. Mm-hmm. And they're all hanging out, trying to impress each other. And it's really, we all went through that awful stage of life. It's not fun necessarily to watch. But I was walking by, and it was just F this and F that and F. You know, one of those, like, 14-year-olds trying to hold court and be cool in front of the other four. And I walked right by, and I go, "Knock it off. You sound like an idiot." Mm-hmm. And I just kept walking. And I thought, my God, I am turning into my mother. I go, "Knock it off."
There's nothing wrong with what
I've you
did.
I've got a good mom's voice, and it hasn't been used in so long. It's just dying to get out.
That's called the circle of life.
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I believe the circle of life is animals eating animals, Dan. I don't believe that's what the circle of life is.
I think you meant we have come full circle in that other parents would have said to us, "What are you doing? Knock it off."
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, "What are you doing? Knock it off."
I did years ago. I won't say which kid it was, but she had a handful of friends come over for a sleepover one night. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, all the kids go their separate ways and go home. And I did find some red Solo cups hidden in the basement.
Oh. Well, and they got thirsty in the middle of the night and needed water.
No. By water, you mean wine cooler? And I
Bartles and James.
Yeah, old Bartles and James showed up for the party.
It was the Russian version of water, vodka.
Right, vodka. And I did tell Maya, I said, "You're in big trouble." because you tried to pull a fast one past dad. And let your friends know, they're welcome to come over for another sleepover. They pull that stunt with me again, and I'm calling every single parent I can find.
Yeah.
But today you get a break. Don't ever do it again.
She was like, well, Dad, I drank last week at Darcy's house. I was just returning the favor.
Next week we're going to Marcy's, and then the week after that it's Julie's. We've got at least three more weeks before we make it back around here.
Once we became adults and had kids of age, et cetera, you know, many of us have learned that you have to become the adult, and you have to act like an adult. And take care of things. And that also means around society, around the community, to use those three words. Knock it off.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
And you guys say I sound like the old person on this show.
Well, you do.
Knock it off. You sound like an idiot. Going back to my seat.
When you're walking down the street in your blue Stafford robe yelling, yep, knock it off.
You know, though, those kids are probably now 25, 26 years old, and as we all did, you would look back at that time and just cringe. Go, oh,
God.
I was so stupid, and we just, ugh.
We were dumb. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. If you miss a segment, you can always catch it on podcast. You can go to our website, or you can go to Apple, or, of course, Spotify. Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You know, I got to disagree. I think what this father did was a horrible, horrible thing, and it taught his daughter a really bad lesson in how to properly use self-defense. You know, let's just assume for the sake of argument that this other student was, in fact, bullying his daughter. Okay. I would have been perfectly fine with him taking his daughter to talk to the other kid and tell him, hey, if you don't stop bullying me, if you put your hands on me again, I will use self-defense, and I will beat the bricks off of you because you put your hands on me. But that doesn't make it okay for her to initiate a fight unprovoked in that moment by putting her hands on the other student.
Right, exactly what you want to stop in the behavior with that other child, you're now turning around and doing to that other child.
Right, and you're teaching them in the long term of life to use violence as a solution to a problem rather than using violence as a defense mechanism, that you have no other choice, that you've exhausted diplomacy and someone is physically attacking you, and then you use violence to defend yourself, which is perfectly fine and acceptable. And so, yeah, like I said, if he had let his daughter tell him, if you touch me again, I'm going to beat you up because you put your hands on me and I'm not going to stand for that.
You're saying that she should have waited, or he should have told his daughter, wait until you are provoked again and then deal with it, even if it is in a violent or physical manner. I've agreed with everything you've said except try to defuse a bully with diplomacy.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying, because at that point you can say, look, I tried and the bully kept on and the bully put their hands on me and then I had to use physical force because they put their hands on me and I was just defending myself, and that would be perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, we hear you, bro.
I will say this. I think diplomacy flies out the window. I don't want to paint with a broad brush here. I don't know this man who walked onto the bus and cheered on his daughter to beat another child. But he does have prior convictions for weapons violations and felony aggravated assault and those things. So I don't know in this case specifically that, like,
he's not a Rhodes Scholar with a Medal of Honor for combat.
I'm guessing not.
No. Probably not, would be my guess.
Plus, the other kids on that bus, can you imagine when some dad comes on that bus, wanders down to the back of the bus, you've got a bus driver screaming, get off the bus. You don't know. Is that her dad? Is this some crazy guy?
Point. That's a good point.
If I was a student on that bus, I'd be like, oh my God, Mom, yeah. Some crazy guy came on. Then this girl started wailing on another girl. Those kids are now traumatized.
Well, and I'm not trying to defend the dad because I think what he did, like I said, it went way too far. It went over the line. There's no doubt about it. But I could potentially understand it if his daughter is coming home from school every single day in tears. She's being bullied, made fun of. We don't know if she has, you know, an issue, and they're poking fun at that, something she has no control over. And when you see your – we all know this. When you see your kid hurt, you hurt with them. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if – and again, I'm just spitballing here. I don't know this for a fact, but if you're seeing your kid coming home every afternoon and she's crying, you're going to want to extract a mild amount of revenge. You can't do it physically because then you're going back to prison, which apparently he's not unaccustomed to. So you have your six-year-old daughter do it for you.
I've thrown a total of three punches in my entire life. Two of them were to a kid who bullied me every single day for years. Mm-hmm. Two punches, and he never bullied me again.
I thought you said three.
Well, the third was a different incident.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Samuel.
I'm a pacifist. I don't like the fact that I can even count how many punches I've thrown in my life.
Did you, on that second fight, were you the aggressor or the defender?
I was the defender.
Always be the defender.
Yeah. So, by the way, we were talking about the Chiefs earlier in the program, and we've heard for years that they pay off the refs. So the University, UTEP, whatever that is, University of Texas,
El Paso,
did the research to find out whether or not the Chiefs are being favored by the referees. 13,000 penalty calls they looked at from 2015 to 2023.
They're not.
And believe it or not, drum roll please. They found that they are being favored by the refs.
Oh, come on. Did you one time out of 12?
The study likely only covers a small portion, whatever. Thanks, New York Post.
Well, hang on. Before you continue on, did you see the meme of there was a catch that it was ruled a catch by Travis Kelce on Sunday night? The ball clearly touched the ground. And
I did see the hold. The hold.
It doesn't matter.
It can't touch the ground.
It can't touch the ground.
Yeah, it can. No. If you have control of it.
Okay. But anyway, the meme is just a picture of the ball on the ground with Travis's hands around it. And it said, on any other normal circumstance, this would be ruled an incomplete pass. But once it was verified that Travis Kelce plays for the Chiefs, it was ruled a complete pass.
In playoff games, penalties against Kansas City opponents were 2.36 more yards than the average. Flags were also 23% more likely to result in a first down in favor of the Chiefs. The study adds that subjective calls, such as roughing the passer and pass interference, occurred 28% more frequently.
Hmm.
Okay.
How can you never want to believe these stories?
Because it just feeds into the false narrative. Last year, they also looked at this.
There's research.
And we were more penalized than any other team.
Well, they're talking about the roughing the passer calls.
I know they are. Like, overall, last year, everyone was like, oh, it's because the Chiefs. You know, you saw that the best men in Travis's wedding were wearing black and white stripes.
And what they found out last year when they looked at the numbers for roughing the passer calls was that Josh Allen gets more roughing the passer calls than Patrick Mahomes. According to UTEP, the Chiefs have an advantage in the high leverage moments during the playoffs as well, but other dynasties did not show the similar advantage. Looking at you, Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much they pay those refs.
Stop it.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Clearly enough.
By the way, the Kansas City Star, I love the Star. You know how much I love the Star.
However.
But there's a photo on their website in the last couple of days of Gracie Hunt. And we've all seen, she is a beautiful, beautiful young
Clark's
woman.
Daughter?
But.
Well, but was part of what I was going to talk about.
Whoa.
I mean, you know.
Got she my
is,
attention.
She is out there. She is a beautiful young woman.
Okay.
Right? And
well, I'm about to find out.
Oh, come on, Scott. She's all over social media.
I'm not.
And if I look like that, I would be too, right? So.
Oh, my. Howdy.
Her derriere is well represented in cyberspace.
Oh, my.
So the Kansas City Star puts out a story. I have to find it. And it said, see Gracie Hunt's stunning look on the sidelines at the game Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
And then it said, click here to see how you can get the look. Let me tell you something, ladies. I don't care where you are listening right now.
Is that the pick right there?
I don't care how old you are. I don't care. Yeah. No one is going to squeeze in to that dress and look like Gracie Hunt. I love the Star for trying. They're trying to get people to click.
Mm-hmm.
Also, why did they feel the need, and this isn't the Star, it was a different story that I found, the need to say braless, skin-tight dress.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they named it?
Strapless dresses haven't been a thing for decades.
It's a teeny tiny little dress, and she looks stunning in it. My issue isn't with her in the dress. My issue is with the Star going, click here to see how you too can get this look. I laughed out loud. That would be like me saying, with all respect, Scott, click here to see how you could look exactly like Brad Pitt at age 25. I mean, it's just.
Are you insulting me?
No one is going to click here and get that look.
I heard an insult.
I thought I heard one too.
I'm just saying.
Well,
I'm not going to go to Target and buy a red dress and look like Gracie Hunt. Well, I'm just calling it what it is.
And you're not going to look like Taylor Swift at 25.
Absolutely. Hmm. Nor would I claim to or need to click on something to see if I could.
You need to have the money and the time to be able to achieve that fit.
It's just some curls and leg lifts.
You could dump it. You could dump a I'm not even going to say it. A lot of dimes on that butt, and you would be harmed on the return trip. I mean, she
You're saying
is
they would bounce.
Fit, beautiful young woman. Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't know that you can run out and buy a red dress and look like that. If you can, hats off, sister.
I'm going to buy one right now. Let's see.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Guess what?
What?
We have secured an interview tomorrow with one high school baseball coach that was the coach that coached the kid that is on the mound for the Brewers as they march toward the World Series, and I am so excited.
You're really into this.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's always that lull. Like, if the Royals don't make the playoffs, and we always hope that they do, There's sort of a lull. I'm not an NBA person. I'm not, you know, and so this has given us a reason to cheer. If you missed the top of the show, we have two local kids on that team. One is a Park Hill graduate and one is a Grain Valley graduate. It's the Grain Valley coach that we have coming on the program tomorrow. Over the moon.
I very much look forward to it.
Have you also noticed how young those baseball players are? My God. I mean, the guys on the mound last night, we watch all the games.
Dana, they're not getting younger.
They do not
older.
Look like they are 20. They are children.
What?
Oh, my God. They are so young.
Scott's right on this one.
Like, when we were little, the baseball players were like old, seasoned guys. And now we watch and we're like, oh, my God, can he legally buy a drink?
No.
And they put up with that pressure. I don't know how they handle the pressure, but they do.
There was a reason that George Brett looked older when we were younger.
Yeah, because we were young.
That's my point. All we've done is switched places.
Right.
When we were 16 years old, George Brett was well into his career with the Royals. So he looked older.
Yeah.
Because we were 16.
Not all of them. The pitchers certainly look very, very young. There are a couple of players right now that look like they are rejected members of the Oak Ridge Boys circa 1985. What is going on with the ZZ Top long beard, straight long hair? We were talking about this last night. If you're an athlete.
Oh, you're thinking of the guy from the Phillies
who
doesn't take showers.
Gosh, he's got that long, straight, wet-looking hair, then he has a beard down to here.
Well, he wets his hair, but it's also very greasy because he doesn't shower.
There's probably 10 players that look like they belong in the ZZ Top lineup.
Because it's awesome.
Oh, as an athlete, you are running. Like, I don't even – look, I don't get a lot of exercise, you know that. I can't even golf with my hair down. No way. It gets in the way. It flings and it flaps and it flies and it smacks you in the face. I just don't understand why you would want.
Is it Matt Strom who doesn't wash his hair?
There's a bunch of them. There was one on the Brewers team last night. I go, there's another one. He looks like Grizzly Adams.
I think it's Matt Strom, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what I'm talking about, with wet hair.
Yes, but it's wet because he will literally pour water over his head.
Beard.
And he lives, I believe, in a double wide. I'm not kidding you.
No shame in that game. Or just don't know why you would want.
Well, y'all are sounding very judgy.
Don't know why, as an athlete, let's say you're a track star. I've said this same thing about the young women who are fierce out there and run like sprinters, Sam.
No,
you've seen this during the Olympics. Some of them have the long, long, long hair. And I just think, as an athlete, I don't know what it would be like to be an athlete. I've never been an athlete, but I think it would get in your way.
I have pictures of you as an athlete.
Okay, could we not?
I have your player card if you want me to put it on Facebook.
Could we not do this, please?
What?
We're good. I don't need to do it.
Well, I still have it. I believe it's a collector's item. Audience, help me out. Who is the – I thought I saw him playing for Philly last week, but he's an outfielder. A couple years ago, he was either on – the Dodgers or the Giants, I can't remember. He does not wash his hair. It is gross. What?
Brandon
Marsh. That's
it. Who it is.
I just Googled guy with long, dirty hair.
Yes.
And it popped up?
Brandon Marsh.
Yeah,
that's it.
Guy with long, dirty hair.
Born in 1997.
Let's see if we can play that. Yes. He just does not care. Look at this picture. That's him.
Oh, I'm telling you.
It's gross.
If you start paying attention, and we do not miss a baseball game, there are probably 10 players that are sporting that look right now.
Can you imagine being the inside of that guy's hat?
No.
Gross. I mean, he looks like Sasquatch. Look at him.
I know.
Let him live.
I know. Let him live.
I am letting him live. That doesn't mean I can't critique his appearance.
He's his own person. Speaking of long hair, you saw Jared Allen bang the drum over the weekend during the Chiefs game. That was fun.
That.
He did.
Good for
Miss
him.
Jared Allen. Can we talk about this story really quick that has gone viral national? And it was in my stack 3 nights ago, but I thought maybe it's a hoax, so I don't want to talk about it. The New York Post has now picked this up after the Wichita Police Department.
Oh, is this a woman who was abducted?
Has posted this harrowing video of a woman being grabbed off of a front porch, like manhandled away. It looks like she is being kidnapped. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The first post that I saw on this from the Wichita Police Department was basically, do you know this woman? We're not sure what happened. We don't know if this is a crime. Do you know her? Okay.
How would they have gotten the video if they don't know who
Ring,
she is?
It's a Ring doorbell camera, and I don't know the origin of the Ring doorbell camera.
Okay.
They posted an update yesterday. And let me read to you the update from Twitter, and then I will get to the story that the New York Post has just picked up. We have worked throughout the day on this investigation. We have followed up on numerous leads. We appreciate the public's help. As of this time, we have not been able to identify the woman and man seen in this video. Exploring all options, we've reached out to our regional and federal law enforcement partners for additional assistance. Our team has processed the audio. We have reduced the background noise, hoping someone will recognize her voice. They say, please take a moment to review the video. If you recognize either of these individuals, call detectives at this number. We are aware of information related to a call out of Oklahoma. That call has been confirmed to be unrelated. And so have you watched the video, Scott?
I'm watching it right now.
Oh, it's awful. She looks very young. She's wearing a sports bra, black sports bra and a skirt. She is fighting this man on the doorway. He overpowers her.
I have the audio if you want it, but it's not.
And
not what?
He walks off into the darkness with her. You don't see it.
And then loads her into a what looks like a white or silver sedan.
I can't tell if he's loading her into the car or not.
Sam, let's hear it.
From the New York Post, doorbell footage shows the man wrapping both arms around the woman outside of a house in Wichita around 2 a.m. Sunday. And then they do not get in the car, Scott. He then carries her down the block. The woman screams out the man's name at least twice during the startling video.
What is his name?
Doesn't say yet. We still do not know the identities of the pair if the woman is still in danger. That scream says to me, she is in danger.
The fact that
she's yelling Devin.
Grabbed from behind. Can you play it again, Sam?
God.
Yes.
Devin?
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
I heard stop it.
Well, I heard Devin.
Do it one more time, Sam.
Keep playing. I want to hear
it. Last thing sounds like an N, but I hear stop it and Devin.
Okay, I didn't hear.
Ugh, I don't want to hear anymore. Listen to this.
But wait, hang on.
Because it makes no sense. This is why I'm going to read this.
How does she know his name if she doesn't turn around and see who's grabbing her from behind?
Police were alerted when the homeowner, this looks like a little ranch house.
Yeah.
Police were alerted when the homeowner saw the terrifying possible abduction on their doorbell camera. Although tips have flown in, so far the pair's identity and relationship remain a mystery. That says to me, maybe she had run away, Scott.
Okay. Possible.
She was running up to that door for help.
Or
he goes and grabs her and removes her from the stoop and drags her off.
Is there a chance that there's nothing nefarious going on here and people just had way too much to consume and she was walking towards the wrong house? People tend to get screaming when they get too drunk.
Grabs her and takes off with her. It looks like an abduction, Sam. And why would she be going up to a house? Clearly, she doesn't live at this house, or we would know who she was.
Well, the homeowner would say, yeah, that's my friend.
The homeowner got an thing that, like, hey, at 2 a.m., you had activity from your Ring doorbell. They went and looked, and this is what they saw. Homeowner's like, we don't know who this is.
I'm surprised that there doesn't seem to be, as of yet, I'm not calling BS on this story at all. I'm not. But where's the other footage through the neighborhood of her being dragged down the street if he doesn't throw her into that white or silver car?
Well, the fact that they say he dragged her down the street suggests to me there's other video of, once they get out into the street.
But then they would have an idea of what kind of car he might have gotten into. Again, I'm not calling BS on her story at all. I don't know.
We do not know what it is.
From the text line, I hear help me.
Okay, well.
I heard stop it, you heard help me, and you heard Devin.
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from the USA Today. Breathless cell phone ads might suggest that every American consumer rushes out to grab a brand new smartphone every single year, even if the old one works just fine, but a new survey tells a different story. Researchers asked 1,000 U.S. adults about their cell phones. Here is what they found. The average consumer keeps their phone for roughly
2 years.
And 5 months. That's right.
Bingo.
Consumers are paying roughly $634 for a smartphone on average, far less than the list price of most new premium phones. And the most commonly owned Apple phone is the iPhone
15.
13.
It's even further back than that.
Which is 4 years old.
I don't know even what mine is, Sam.
Mine's, I mean, they haven't changed since the iPhone 4 other than the way they look. So
this is why I refuse to spend any fancy money on iPhone. We got these for free when we swapped carriers.
Yep.
I need it to social media for work.
Yep.
I don't even have my work email on there anymore. I never answer phone calls because it's always spam. And I need it to text the kids. That's it.
What iPhone do you have?
I have.
You don't have any
idea.
I still have my iPhone 8.
What's the latest number that's out, Sam? Not right now, but like 17. The one you would have had. 17?
17's the new one that just came out.
Okay, so this is probably a 16 or a 15.
Huh? I don't know. I don't know iPhone.
I think it does 10,000 things, and I know how to use it for three things.
I just don't have the bandwidth to go, and I've only got one little picture taking portal on the back of my phone.
Some call that a camera.
Shut up, Sam. Some people tell you to shut up. But it takes pictures, you know, it's not the greatest in the world, but T's got a newer phone and we just use hers.
Yeah.
And I say, can you send me the pictures?
Most people just don't have $1,700 to spend every single year on a computer in their pocket.
There are many reasons why a consumer might buy a new smartphone. Here are the reasons. 22% said faster performance. 18% said battery issues. 13% said new features. 13% also said they broke or lost their phone. I've never broken a cell phone screen.
Never?
No.
You've never dropped it on marble or...
I've dropped it, but it never breaks.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this is like my old BlackBerry. I will get a new phone when this does not pretend it's Jesus anymore, where it dies and comes back to life.
Pretty soon it will no longer allow you to install updates, and it will get so slow that it will be unusable. It is part of the planned obsolescence. I am very annoyed that my phone in its seventh year is nearing that.
But 7 years is a long time to get out of a phone, Sam.
But isn't that wrong? I mean, I should be able to get it. I mean, that's like somebody telling you, Dana, you know, 7 years is long enough for your car. It's time to buy a new one. Well, yeah. I like my car, and I want to keep it.
Sure.
I like my phone. I want to keep it.
It's planned obsolescence.
Why is that not illegal?
It should be, but it's literally implemented
because
in every single...
Because no one is forcing you to upgrade.
Yes, you are. You're making my phone obsolete.
No, after 7 years, yes. But year to year, no one is saying you've got to go to get the new feature on the iPhone that they had 4 years ago, but they're slowly rolling out so they can get you to pay more money.
I smell what you're cooking in the kitchen. Go ahead, Sam.
They know how to make cars drive over 1,000,000 miles without issue.
Mm-hmm.
They choose not to.
Hmm.
Because if they sold you a car that went 1,000,000 miles, they're not going to see you for 100 years.
Well, I don't know if it'd be 100, but it would be a lengthy period of time. Dan Weinbaum's got the news coming up in exactly 2 minutes. Make it a good one, Dan. I'm Scott Park. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.